The Pacific Salmon Foundation says Squamish is one of the many municipalities declaring June 1 as Wild Salmon Day. According to a news release, the District of Squamish joined 7 other cities and 2 provinces and territories in proclaiming June 1 as Wild Salmon Day. The Pacific Salmon Foundation, PSF, is energized by the uptake this year by Squamish and others, and the growing momentum and awareness for Pacific salmon and their habitats, states the release. PSF also recently awarded funding from its Community Salmon Program to Sea to Sky Corridor salmon conservation and stewardship projects. Among the $1.4 million total funding across BC includes these local projects: $2,500 to the Squamish River Watershed Society for a workshop on salmon restoration opportunities, $1,690 to Valleycliff Elementary School for a Salmonoids in the Classroom project, $615 to the Stewardship Pemberton Society for Streamkeepers Training. We at Pacific Salmon Foundation are energized by the 113 salmon conservation projects submitted to our community salmon program this spring, said Michael Manier, president and CEO of PSF, in the release. We are humbled by the dedication of the many grassroots stewardship organizations and volunteers who envision and mobilize these projects, and we are particularly humbled by the projects advanced by Indigenous communities, given their deep history and commitment to salmon. Manier noted that the foundation received the highest number of funding requests and that more funding will be required for projects in the future. The Community Salmon Program is an exciting model of grassroots action to advance local priorities and projects on the ground and bring back wild salmon to streams in communities across British Columbia, said Nathan Cullen, the Minister of Water, Land and Resource Stewardship as well as Minister responsible for fisheries, in the release. The Community Salmon Program from PSF was founded in 1989, and awards grants twice annually to community projects focused on salmon monitoring and research, habitat recovery and educational outreach. For more information, visit psf.ca.